Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear Christian friends, in our lives we set goals for ourselves. We have professional goals, we have spiritual goals, and we have personal goals. Here at the seminary, our attention is particularly directed to our professional goals. There are those who wish to become effective parish pastors, but they are professors. Others might wish to be effective missionaries, a pastor or counselor. Each of these goals has its own proper place. But in our text for this morning, the Apostle Paul sets before us goals which are basic to all of the others. These goals would then be identified as fundamental Christian goals. The first goal is that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own based on law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. This is basic to all who are Christians. For as many we by nature think that we can obtain a righteousness of our own and enter into a right relationship with God by it. In the verses prior to our text, the Apostle Paul addresses himself here. He says that he does have a reason for confidence in the flesh. For he was circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew, born of Hebrews. As to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to righteousness under the law, blameless. But he counts this all as loss for the sake of Christ. Much more, he considers it as garbage that he may gain Christ. As the Lord Jesus tells us, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Therefore, it is important that as Christians we daily are convinced that though we may be in Christ, it is not of our own doing, but it is God's gift through faith on account of the death of Jesus Christ for our sins. The next goal for Paul is that I may know Him in the power of His resurrection and may share His suffering, becoming like Him in His death. Paul seeks a further knowledge of God in Christ and the power which stems from Christ's resurrection. This shows a continuing need for Christians to grow in the knowledge of what Christ has done for us and the power of His resurrection in our lives. This comes about through a continuous study of Word and sharing in the suffering. As we read in Romans, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. From this type of attitude comes the desire to share in the sufferings of Christ and become like Him in His death. The illustration of this can be seen in the book of Acts, where Luke records for us that when the disciples had been beaten for preaching Christ, then they left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. The suffering was not unwillingly, but was willingly. Also, in many instances in the life of the Apostle Paul, we see His willingness to suffer for the sake of Christ. The final goal which Paul puts down in our text stems from the previous one. It is that if possible I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. In other words, Paul wishes that he might look forward to eternal life in the presence of God. However, if you look at these goals, they are not obtainable in this life. But we press onward toward the goal. The motivation which we have for the continual growth in understanding, or as Paul says it, I press on to make it my own, is the fact that Christ Jesus has made us his own. Knowing our sinful condition and the impossibility of our attaining our own salvation, Christ became a man to take our place. He lived a perfect life for us. He died the death we deserved, and rose victorious from the grave. As we confess, he redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sin, from death and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. That's when the Apostle Paul concludes, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. May the Lord grant to all of us, his Holy Spirit, such an attitude that we may seek to grow through the word and sacrament, and press onward toward these fundamental goals, to gain Christ and to be found in him, to know him in the power of his resurrection, and may share his suffering, becoming like him in his death. Yet if possible, we may obtain the resurrection from the dead through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge of God and his Son Jesus Christ. Amen.